This is On Second Thought. I'm Kathy Lohr in for Celeste Headlee. The debate over a woman's right to an abortion is one issue that's expected to take center stage with the incoming Trump administration. Donald Trump has picked Georgia Congressman Tom Price to head the Department of Health and Human Services. He faces questions from a Senate committee today on ethical issues related to his financial investments. Price has long opposed abortion rights. Today, we're talking to people on both sides of this very personal and controversial debate. Let's first turn to the Georgia Life Alliance, a group that opposes abortion rights. Emily Mattson is the executive director of the group. Welcome, Emily, to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Georgia has a number of abortion regulations that are already on the books, including a restriction that prohibits abortion after 20 weeks and a 24-hour waiting period, and probably most recently, the state passed a law that will provide state funding to so-called crisis pregnancy centers. But these are places that do not include abortion as an option. I understand that getting that passed was a major goal last year.
That's exactly right. It was our priority legislation.
And so how did that work for you? How did you get that through the legislature?
Well, we certainly had, I think, some lawmakers who felt like the issue has centered so long around restricting abortion that the focus needs to be turned more to why women choose abortion. And these pregnancy centers are specifically available, providing services to women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. And it really, they are the ones that have the opportunity to meet that woman as she's trying to make that choice.
But a lot of people would question that, saying that the option doesn't include abortion, so it doesn't include all options.
You're right. That's exactly what some people will characterize. I think if you were to, let me just put it this way. If you were to compare the Pregnancy Resource Center with the abortion clinic, you've got those kind of two vignettes, the abortion clinic's option. You go in, you pay your money, you're purchasing an abortion. The Pregnancy Resource Center, you're going in, you're not paying anything. You're getting an opportunity to sit down, usually with another woman, usually who has faced the same decision, and talk about why do you feel you can't carry this pregnancy? If you do carry this pregnancy to term, what are your options?
But I need to say that clinics that perform abortions, they also counsel on other services for those wanting to adopt their child, have their children adopted, or to keep children. So it's not all.
Well, they and again, I haven't gone into a clinic for services for myself. Certainly, I'm not going to disagree that they might talk with women about other options. The difference between them and a pregnancy center, though, is that a pregnancy center not only says, let's discuss what your options are, but they also are planned and prepared to walk with that woman. There was a woman testify today at the Capitol. For 2 years, she is being given the relationship of other women to walk through this time of both her pregnancy as well as her birth and her, you know, decisions after that. And it's all for no money. And I think that that's one of the things that, you know, we have this Planned Parenthood debate. It's all about money. Planned Parenthood is all about money and what they do.
I would say that these centers are being funded now by the state. How are they being funded?
Well, there's a grant program which has had dollars put into it. And, you know, our state puts money towards lots of different health-related issues. We have an entity within the Department of Public Health that's focused solely on Georgia maternity, healthy pregnancies, healthy births. And that's the whole idea of this program. I think the unique distinction of this grant program is it's identified that there are 75 pregnancy centers in our state who are geographically diverse. And that's really important because the access to care is a huge issue today. These centers are geographically diverse across the state. And with open doors for women to come in with no charge. The pregnancy center doesn't, I mean, the abortion clinic doesn't see someone unless they're ready to pay.
Is it your sense that these centers will reduce the numbers of abortions?
Well, I mean, I certainly hope that's the case. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be fighting for the money to go to them.
What is the amount of state money that's going to go to these centers?
Currently, the legislators have allocated $2 million. For this budget, for the 2017 fiscal year.
What do you want to see out of a Trump administration?
Well, I certainly want to see the opportunity for the sanctity of the life of that unborn child to be refocused on. We've downgraded the focus of this life that's growing inside of her. And, you know, I've had three kids, and I, you know, each time I've looked at an ultrasound picture at 8 weeks or 7 weeks, there's no doubt that that's a human inside of me. And I actually don't think a lot of women who make this choice struggle with whether or not it's a human. The question is, can they bear the burden of being a parent? If we believe in human rights and the sanctity of human life, then that belief in the value of human rights should extend not just to the person who can speak for their defense, but for the human beings that cannot say anything for their defense, which are the unborn.
That was Emily Mattson, Executive Director of Georgia Life Alliance, the Georgia affiliate of the National Right to Life Committee. Georgia Life Alliance was formed in 2014 following a split between the National Right to Life Committee, the nation's oldest anti-abortion group, and Georgia Right to Life. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.